This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Paul Nicholson. Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Paul, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am in charge of, amongst other things at Showtime Networks, I'm in charge of digital asset management here for our creative group that we call Red Group.
How does an organization focused on entertainment television use digital asset management?
We use digital asset management in many, many ways here at Showtime. There are a couple of different systems around the company handling different kinds of assets, whether it be the long-form shows and movies that we air on our networks or the creative assets that we create to promote the various shows. Mm-hmm. And the majority of my responsibility falls under the promotion aspect. So we create all of the video commercials or promos that run on our networks, and we manage and maintain them in a digital asset management system so that we can find them, archive them, keep them organized, distribute them, etc. And we also manage and maintain all of the print assets, all the advertising and marketing materials that we create in-house, logos, graphic files, various elements, lots of photography, those types of things.
Congratulations on winning the Demi Award for Best Strategy Ease of Use for End User Interface. Tell us about this strategy.
Oh, thanks very much. That's a very, very important part of what we do here with digital asset management. We really think about the user interface and the customer experience, if you will, using our DAM system. And our customers, of course, are other departments around the company, not necessarily outside, consumers, but internal customers. And it's very, very important that they're able to find things quickly, get to exactly what they need at a moment's notice so that they can put together either a presentation or distribute a file to a partner that we're using to create something, or just find the assets that they need to create other assets from those assets. So user interface is very important. We kind of take what we call here a Tonka truck kind of mentality with user interface. So it's got to be real simple, big, clearly laid out buttons and features that people know exactly what they're doing. We kind of lead them down the path to what they're looking for, as opposed to them having to sort of hunt and shop for things in confusing ways. I think, a lot of people take the other approach. They put lots of features on the screen, lots of buttons, lots of widgets, lots of tools, and great capabilities, but that takes away from the user experience because they can't ultimately navigate it as quickly, and there's lots of training involved when you do it that way. So we take a very simple approach.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think, the most important part I always felt with instituting a DAM policy or DAM application in any organization is that it doesn't replace the business process. Business process needs to be there. It needs to be organized. You need to have good policies and procedures for people to do their jobs, and then the DAM system can complement that. It's not a replacement. A lot of people feel like they're going to buy a piece of software, they're going to install it, and that's going to change and organize your entire operation. It doesn't really work that way. It's really just a complement to what you're already doing, and of course it can enhance that, but it's not going to replace good, sound business policy and procedure.
Well, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.